table.
That's the noise of my coffee machine going. I've invited Ian McNabb over. Ian, hi.
Hi.
And we are going to talk about the iPad. We thought we'd be the only ones, you know.
Just to be different.
Okay, so iPad, what do you think? Coverage the last couple of days.
Absolutely crazy.
Crazy?
The media hype on it is up there with the iPhone, definitely.
What about the haters? You were just mentioning about Molly Wood going on and bagging about the iPad. You know,
there's I agree with some of the people that there's two groups of people. There's the IT technical people who say, where's the camera, where's the USB ports, where's the adapters and all the rest of it. And then you've got the people who just want to use it as a device.
A couple of costs I think we should put into perspective. Digital picture frame, $200. You know, Kindle, $300. It goes on and on and on. Now, all of these things get wrapped up into something which I think in Australian terms it'll be, what, $580, $590?
Oh, I expect it'll be more than that. They like to price gouge on the market, on the international markets.
Yeah.
But I think it will be like the iPhone, where $700 for the first time round, and then you were talking a couple of hundred of the subsidy. So I think future iterations will be a lot cheaper. I think that's where Apple will be pitching it.
Yeah. So yeah, we've both witnessed the unboxing from Andy Narco, and we've also witnessed the twit video. I mean, Leo can't put the damn thing down. I've done one myself. If you go to YouTube and search for the user Avatar Palin, you'll see the... It's not technically... It's like a pre-unboxing.
A remote unboxing.
My device is currently in America and it's coming over. And Mark was nice enough to unbox it.
And demo it for you.
And demo it for me, yeah. And he was just... I was so curious. I wanted to know so many different things. Like, you know, how did Gmail work on there? They have a specialised web version of the iPad, you know, interface. So if you went there and logged on, then you'd see an iPad version as opposed to the standard browser. It actually looks so cool. I wanted to see how I could get my browser to identify itself on the desktop as the iPad.
You can do that.
That would be pretty cool.
Gina Trapani showed you how to do it. You just set up a user agent in Firefox and change it.
Well, I'll do some research and we'll do another audio boo. Okay, so what audio boo are you going... Not audio boo. What iPad are you going to purchase?
Probably the 3G 64 gig.
The premium of the premium. Says a man who's using a 17-inch MacBook Pro. And what's the other Mac that you use?
A quad core Mac Pro.
So he likes the finer things in life.
And a Mac Mini.
What do you use the Mac Mini for?
The Media Center.
Okay. Another discussion. We've got the Drobos here tonight. We're having it's a play date. We're copying files. Yeah, files from each other. Text files, Word files, recipe files, you know, things like that. And
big text documents.
And we might have a yak about the media centres and what we actually, you know, how we kit out our rooms to use what was coined by Chris from Chaotic Geek podcast, this special antenna used to get the show. So 64 gig 3G.
Mm.
Why 3G over Wi-Fi and why 64 gig? How's this thing going to fit into your life?
It's going to be... To some respects, it's going to replace what the iPhone does. I'm expecting to have books plus a decent chunk of media content on there. So I'm going to have movies, podcasts, my Aperture library, all that kind of stuff onto that device. So I need it to have a bit of space.
Yeah.
I'm still debating the Wi-Fi versus the 3G. I'm definitely going to be using it around the house, and I'm going to be taking it out and about. The only question is whether I need internet access when I'm out and about.
Yeah, see, in America, it's everywhere, but in Australia, it's sparse.
It's nowhere, yeah.
It's sparse, to say the least. I want to hack my iPhone. I want to jailbreak my iPhone and have the tethering set up so I'm good to go.
Yeah.
Because officially, you know, that
I've got tethering on the iPhone to the laptop, and that works out in the field.
But apparently it won't work for the iPad.
It won't work for the iPad. What I'd like to do is tether the iPad to my iPhone. But that's not going to be allowed.
Hence the jailbreak.
Yeah.
So yeah. Okay, this is part one. There's going to be many parts tonight. iPad, geeking out, Drobo, special antenna. Stay tuned for the rest.